October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so today we're going to talk about four key areas to protect your online presence.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Well, today is actually the kickoff of Cybersecurity Awareness Week. This is recorded on October 17th, and so this entire week, there's a really big focus on it. But since 2004, October has been celebrated as Cybersecurity Awareness Month, previously called the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Now in its 19th year, the Cybersecurity Awareness Month is a collaborative effort between the government and industry as a whole to raise cybersecurity awareness nationwide and to help ensure that all Americans have the resources they need to be safe and secure online. This year's campaign theme is See Yourself in Cyber. To me, it sounds kind of cryptic, but okay, it represents that cybersecurity is ultimately about people, and which means that you should see yourself in cyber no matter what role that you play. Now, this year, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the CISA, and the National Security Alliance, NSA, have identified four key areas that we can all take action to protect our presence online and work to keep others safe. These same concepts can be used to help secure your radio station websites, sure, but also other system at your radio station that touches the internet. We've all heard of some on-air systems being compromised and playing propaganda stuff and that sort of thing. So that kind of thing you do not want to happen. So the first one of these key areas that they've identified for this month is think before you click. The concept means that you should always be looking for phishing attempts. Now, this is true in general, but applies to anyone who is a website manager or an administrator. Anyone in this role is very likely to receive emails from their website advising updates or comments that need to be moderated or new front-end submissions like new contest entries, new events, that sort of thing. And most administrators really don't access the admin on a daily basis. So these emails are really a critical part of the whole site management workflow because they alert them to log in to the website. Now, phishing emails, they're looking more and more legit every single day. Back in the day, we could easily identify these because some things were misspelled or they spoke in a certain way that you wouldn't actually speak. They've taken all of our criticism to heart and fixed all of those spelling mistakes, and the emails that you receive nowadays, they look legit. So whenever you receive an email from your website or anything else, like your bank or your PayPal account or your Google account, whatever, it's best to check that the links, before you click on them, do not contain domain names to other websites. Or better yet, just log into the admin panel directly without clicking anywhere within the email and then see if anything needs to be brought to your attention. Even more important than checking the links in the emails that you're used to receiving is checking the links in the emails that you aren't expecting. Because like I said, scam emails are getting better at looking legit. And the links that these emails contain can be manipulated to enable a complete account takeover without you even knowing it, among other malicious activities. So by remaining vigilant and checking the actual URLs used in these emails before you click on them, these types of attacks can be avoided. Most of the time, you can just hover over the link within the email and see the URL address down there in the little bar at the bottom. And if it doesn't match the service that you expect it to, then just delete the email and move on about your day. Like I said, you could log into those services directly to see if anything needs to be addressed. All right, number two is to keep your software updated all the time. One of the best ways to keep your website secure is to ensure that any software being used is regularly updated with the latest security updates. And this happens weekly, daily in a lot of cases, in WordPress. That means keeping your core WordPress version up to date, as well as any themes, plugins that are installed and that sort of thing. Automatic updating of the WordPress core was added back in WordPress 3.7, and WordPress 5.5 added the ability to update themes and plugins automatically. Now, if you partner with a website service provider, they are likely already doing this for you in the background, and you don't have to worry about that sort of thing. But if you have a website that you maintain and you host and that you administer, do ensure that you always have the most up-to-date code, your themes, your plugins, even the server software, like keeping your PHP version current, because a lot of those older versions of PHP, which is a software language, were prone to attacks. So you always want to keep everything the most current that it can be. Most of the targeted attacks attempts that we have seen are attempts to manipulate vulnerabilities in outdated code. We have seen in our server logs where people have tried to gain access to our websites thinking that we may have had a vulnerable plugin or a vulnerable theme on that website. It wasn't there, so they weren't able to get access, but we have seen those types of attempts in our server logs. Now, as threat actors become aware of vulnerabilities, like I said, they try to exploit them every way that they can. And what they're doing is they're counting on administrators and people who have these websites to not keep them up to date like they should. And if you're not one of those that keep your website up to date like it should, you're really just waiting for your time to be hacked, because it is coming. So be sure to keep all of your code up to date at all times. All right, number three is use strong passwords and a password manager, if possible. In our 10 years of doing radio station websites, we've only had one hacker intrusion, and they gained access to that website because the general manager had a weak password on the website. All right, it cannot be stated enough that passwords must be strong as possible. The stronger the password, the lower the chance of an intrusion. We're not saying that it's impossible, but it is a lower chance. Longer passwords are considered more secure, with current recommendations calling for a minimum now of 16 characters. That's right, whenever possible. Creating, storing, and remembering passwords, yeah, that can be a pain for all of us. But the truth is that passwords are your first defense against cyber criminals and data breaches. Each password should only be used to log in to a single account. That means if you access 5 different websites every day, that should be 5 different passwords. Most of us are probably doing password reuse, or reusing the same username and passwords on multiple websites. We're only buying ourselves a little bit of time before somebody gets that username and password to just one of those websites and then tries it on all of the other ones that we are using them on. Because if a criminal has a username and password for just one account, they'll use that same combination on a variety of other accounts, including your bank account, hoping that you are reusing credentials on multiple websites. So using long passwords that are unique for every account, that can seem like overkill. It could be intimidating, especially if you consider that the average person has around 100 different accounts that need passwords. Well, this is where password managers come in. Most password managers, and this is a software or an account that you can get that actually stores all of your passwords. And these password managers can automatically generate secure passwords and securely store them with very easy copy and paste forms. So there's just one password for you to remember, really. And that's the password to the password manager. And then the password manager remembers all of those secure passwords to all of your other things. Now, there are several password managers out there. We're not going to list them all, but they all have their own set of features. So ultimately, you'll just pick the one that works the best for you. But it's far less important which one to choose, just the fact that you are using one. And finally, the last area in which the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has identified for Cybersecurity Awareness Month is to enable multi-factor authentication. Now, we all use passwords to access our websites, our email, our streaming TV services, our bank account, and so forth and so on. And then every so often, we're forced to change our combinations in the hopes that will stay a little bit safer. But the truth is, on their own, passwords are really no longer the best way to provide an appropriate level of security. For instance, do you have a Google account? One password gives you access to Gmail, your calendars, YouTube, analytics, and a host of other services that might allow you to use your Google account to log into. I think I use my Google account to log into Pinterest. But get this, in 2017, Google admitted that hackers stole almost 250,000 web logins, 250,000 web logins each week. Week. Yes, that number could even be higher now. And given that many services that are attached to each account, like I said, each incident could be incredibly dangerous. Because imagine having to go through all of those different services that is tied to your Google account and change those passwords. Fortunately, more and more companies are recognizing these risks and they're acting accordingly by enabling and requiring multi-factor authentication. More than half of all enterprise companies now actually use MFA to protect their users, and that number is rising each year. That's very good to see. Yes, it's an extra step, but it's going to protect you all the more. And if you haven't considered using multi-factor authentication on every single account that you can, it's really time to start. Because when you enable MFA on your online services, like your email, your bank account, and that sort of thing, you must provide a combination of two or more authenticators to verify your identity before the service actually grants you access. Now, using MFA protects your account more than just your username and password, because even if a hacker gets your password and your account becomes compromised, well, they're not going to be able to actually get into your account and do anything, because they're not going to have that second authentication requirement. So it's not like they have your cell phone and they're sending a number to your cell phone. I mean, they would need to get your cell phone number and then get access to your bank account. And that's really not very likely to happen. It's a whole lot less likely than someone to just get your username and password. They'll need that extra authentication layer. All right. So any form of multi-factor authentication is better than none. So always enable that if you have the option to do so. All right, so wrapping up, October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and it's a great time for you to review your personal and professional security hygiene and pass that down to your team, because cybersecurity is a team effort. Encourage everybody on your team to change their passwords this week, because one employee's mistake could lead to a virus installed on your work device, or your website being taken down, or even your on-air system being taken down. So it's important to establish cybersecurity as a fundamental part of your radio station to help secure it from all of these online threats out there, because there are just more and more coming. I hope this week has helped you out. If it has, be sure to leave a review and hit that subscribe button wherever you are getting this podcast. Even if you're on YouTube, we're on YouTube now. And so you can hit that subscribe button as well. And if you need help with your website, be sure to reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes, as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.